गुड इवनिंग संदीप जी, थैंक
गुड इवनिंग।
यू सो मच फॉर गिविंग मी द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू बी योर कोच फॉर टुडे। आई विश टू इन्फॉर्म यू दैट आई वुड लाइक टू रिकॉर्ड दिस सेशन फॉर एकेडमिक पर्पस फॉर ICFA असेसमेंट एंड फॉर माय सर्टिफिकेशन। मे आई हैव योर परमिशन टू रिकॉर्ड दिस सेशन?
Yeah, that is fine.
थैंक यू सो मच। बिफोर आई बिगिन आई वुड लाइक यू टू नो दैट दिस इज अ सेफ स्पेस। And before we begin, I would like you to take a deep breath and let me know once, you're ready to start this session.
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. Thank you so much. So what would you like to discuss today, Sandeep ji?
Yeah, there is the last lot of my projects have been on hold due to something or other happening. I mean, the last 2.5 to 3 years, my renovation was going on, and then suddenly the last 6 months, I was having eye strain, and though it is not sorted out, I mean it came out to be a very simple thing. But there is a I'm sensing, that I'm still in that mode of, that there is something else is happening in my life, and I'm sensing an inertia in completing my projects. So that is something I want to talk about. I want to speed up my projects, and that inertia that I'm having, I sense I want to overcome that.
All right. So, Sandeep ji, I hear you that you want to complete your project. I hear you that you want to speed up on completion of this project. Would you like to talk more about on the project?
Yeah, I mean, they are all very critical for me. There has been a long, they have been on hold, and there are some things that I started. For example, I recently had started writing on basically reflective. I had started writing reflections regularly, but then I had to suddenly abandon that. And then there are more projects which are related to my second innings. I mean, after having left my organization BPCL, I mean they will give me some route to opening. And yeah, I mean, I feel that mentally I go through that, let me put it like, there is a cognitively, I think I know that there is time, but I discover that time after the event has passed, so that is what I want to work on, like the opportunity to iron, basically when I was working. When I was on when I was my renovation was going on, I was using the mobile a lot. But when I and you know there was a certain routine I had to follow, then suddenly when this eye issue happened, I had to go through a different phase altogether, which was like I had to stop using the mobile altogether. And I had to shift to paper-based everything, and I had to use a, I had to have a diff, I had to have a different pace. Now both the situations are resolved, But I'm still in that same old frame of mind. And by the time the week ends, I realize, oh, I could have done this, I could have done that, or I could have. It's not about planning, because I mean, it's there's about something about the way the mind is right now working, actually.
So many things which is going on, and I hear that you are want to do so many things around at the same time. You've been thinking, you mentioned that you were reflecting on the thought and then you could not complete that sentence. Would you like to talk more about that?
I mean, I've been thinking about this issue for a long time. I mean, at least, long time is would be around 10, 15 days after this issue is resolved. I mean, earlier there was more of a bit of frustration and acceptance, like, things are not happening the way I want them to happen. But, even after they have been resolved, it's only through that reflection I realized that there is a sense of inertia that I'm feeling.
All right. It seems that this, the way things have been happening, it seems that you are exploring how things to be managing now.
I'm basically thinking, more than managing, I mean, it's about being in that state of mind, that not move quickly, move quickly and move faster, like I was when I was working in, when I was working full time. I mean, we had timelines and we used to come to the workplace with a clear, with clarity that we have to finish off things, so I discovered that inner clarity of how to move around is not is a little slow, I'll say, or is not happening at the desired pace at which I want to do.
I hear you so many again new things. It seems that you are looking out for more clarity and how you would like to move.
Yeah, clarity on what change I need to bring about.
What change you need to bring upon? Wow.
Poonam?
Yes.
Is there any reason that you're kind of not doing the KP, KP and directly jumping to the essence?
I'm getting the same answer, so I just thought that I should be a sensing.
No, it doesn't matter if you're getting the same answers or different answer.
Okay.
The process says you must KP KP because that will kind of help you and your client. It's not just for you or for the coaching conversation. It is to help you and your client.
Okay.
So if you
I'll
just
do that.
slow down and pay attention to the, and KP has its rules, right?
Yes.
Like, it is not about the facts of the events. It's about the impact. It's about what are the client's thought processes stated positively. So that will kind of help you also to then decide what is the line of the conversation that you want to take.
Okay. All right, Sandeep ji, coming back. So I hear you. You have a sense of feeling on how to manage your time, how to man. It seems I hear you. Of this about your state of mind being on a positive side. I hear you about the clarity of the work you are seeking, and I hear you the change you are looking you would like to bring. It seems that you are exploring those options.
Yeah, I'm basically seeking I'm seeking
Yes, Sandeep, you
clarity.
just say yes at this point of time
Yes,
so that she can kind of manage whatever you've already given her. Whatever you have given her is good enough. Let her work with it. Thank you, Sandeep ji. Yep, Puna.
okay, Sandeep ji. So when you say the change you would like to bring in, what does that mean to you?
So that change is about, that easy going, that there is no urgency, that there is some time, that there is things have to be finished fast. I mean about looking for that mental work is not happening inside. I mean, there's something that I need to bring about, which I'm not able to get that clarity inside.
All right, Sandeep ji. I hear you. You are looking for, I hear you, the urgency to have in the mind. I hear you, things you have to finish. And yeah, I hear you, the mental work which you are looking for. And I hear you, the change you, or the clarity you are seeking in your mind. It seems that you are still exploring what needs to be changed,
Yes.
the way you function.
Yes.
Would you like to talk more about this? When you say
Yeah.
change,
Yeah.
what change you would like to bring?
One second, Sandeep ji. So Poonam, in the structure of
Yes.
SNAP, where are you now? You finished a good 12 minutes, 13 minutes almost.
Yeah. So I somehow, I mean, I was struggling for the questions, but I somehow got the clarity that now my client is looking out for a clarity in what he needs to do.
Okay, and so.
And so then I thought I will ask a navigation question. I have started with when you say change, that's what where I've started or
So
bring
what is,
clarity.
so have you finished S and have you got your small A?
I think not complete A, but realm of A, that's what I am understanding, the change in the way he functions, the client functioning. So what that change he is looking at,
Yeah,
change in the thinking.
he said a lot of things on what he would like to have, so. You'll have to, like you're right, that there are a lot of things in the realm of small a. When they all come into that realm of small a, the ones which are coming repeatedly, you can pick up any one of them and say, okay, this is the one, because the client is like saying it over and over again, which means that the client really wants to work on that.
So
pick that
the
up, and
paper
then you move to end navigation, and then you kind of start doing what we call as the broadening of the thinking, correct?
went. Right.
So would you like to kind of choose that and ask him, just say it, whatever is the small a, and then say, is this what you would like to explore? Get him to say a yes, which means that you both would then agree on that as the small a. And then you can run with it ahead.
Client has, I mean, agreed that the clarity he's seeking, how he should be managing his work. That's what I understand. That, you know,
Yeah.
he said yes.
So you've got your small a then. You said you haven't yet got your small a. You
I
have
think,
got your small a then.
okay.
No, I'm asking you.
I
If
think I still need to know, like, you know, I need to be very certain that this is what small A. So, as I told you, it's in the realm of A, but I'm not very sure that the client is still seeking something more than that, because he's given, you're right, he's given me so many things. The feeling of inertia, then he talked about his state of mind is, he's talking about, first he spoke about quickly, and then he said that, you know, he doesn't have to bother about the work urgency, things will finish too. And
all of them leading to only one thing, which he's going on saying. It's not, they're not different things.
it's
The
about
thought is
managing.
the same. It's coming from that same one thought in which he's stuck. And out of that, there are these many, many things that are coming. So my advice to you, Poonam, is that you don't need to ask any more around small a.
Okay.
Pick up anything out of all this that you said. Say, Sandeep ji, would you like to explore this today? And state that small a. And then move forward.
All right. Yeah. Sandeep ji, would you like to explore today about how to manage your work?
I think it would be about managing myself. How so that I can manage my work better.
Okay. All right. So when you say manage myself, what does that mean to you?
It basically means that how I'm looking at my day. Or how I am looking at the whole work that is happening around. I don't feel that sense of urgency inside. So I always say, okay, maybe that, okay, I can do this much because I think for the last 3 3.5 years, I've got used to a certain, some or other way of doing things.
Okay.
And now I'm seeing, when the week passes, I regret that I could have done more. There was a lot of opportunity. So I'm feeling that I'm thinking that there is a sense of change I need to bring inside me so that. And which I am not very clear what I need to do so that I can move faster.
I appreciate your thoughts, Sandeep ji. Even so many things, you know, at a time you would like to follow the same pace. I hear you that you are looking out for that sense of urgency. You want that urgency to be still alive in you. I hear that the urge of moving faster and completing the task. It seems you want to work in the same pace the way you've been working.
Yes.
What makes this managing yourself so important now?
Yeah, I mean, there is so much of frustration or inside that things have been held up for so long. They are all open projects. things I started years back, and I've not been able to close them. So yeah, I mean, and they will lead me to open my second career faster. So yeah, I mean, I don't want to live my life like a vegetable or a, easygoing life. I want to work. So there is now I'm sensing an opportunity of time which was not there, but now my mind is somehow needs to move faster and adjust faster. Yeah, so I mean it's a deep desire that I want to do a lot of work.
All right, Sandeep ji. I hear you, and let me congratulate you that you are exploring that second career, and you are looking at very brightly. And I hear you want to adjust your mind to make that happen. And I hear you that you have a deep desire of doing lots of work.
Yeah, lots
It
of work.
seems you want to see yourself working better and better, if you are comparing that with your earlier stint.
Yes.
So when you say that you want to do better and manage your thing, what would that second career will bring to you?
Yeah, a lot of satisfaction. I mean, there's a lot of need for contribution, a lot of need for to bring about change in others. Yeah, I mean, I want to die feeling that I made a difference.
Wow, that's a very noble one.
Thank you.
So, when you say a second career and you have a deep desire of doing a lot of work, what comes to your mind?
Sorry, can you repeat it?
So, when you say that you have a desire to do a lot of work, what comes to your mind? Or rather, I would put it across in this way that when you say you have to achieve this, you have to manage your time or manage yourself. What brings to you, like what that is required you to do?
So we've finished with your 25 minutes. You have last 5 minutes to go.
Yes.
So you want to state the statement a little, question a little more clearly. Your client is a little confused.
Okay. Sandeep ji, when you say to achieve this, when you say you want to manage your mind, what would you like to do?
What is the question in the process? In the, you are in which part of the
I'm still in navigation, Alina.
finished navigation? You should be ending navigation with a certain question. So do you have the ready reckoner in your hand?
Yes, it is. I'm referring to that only. Although I have got a big A, now I thought what action he should be, or probably I could ask what needs to shift in your perspective to get.
Then that's the question, huh? Rather, I should know. That is the so you missed anchor completely and you've gone to P.
Okay. All right.
Would you like to kind of stop here? Because I know that my constant coming in is also disturbing your flow. Let's just kind of take a step back and see what what all has happened and where is it that you could have taken the jump earlier. Because
Okay.
I know I'm going on coming and disturbing you, so you're also disturbed. So let's make this more like an opportunity to study rather than, unnecessarily going ahead.
All right.
If that is okay with you.
Yes.
We are almost done with our 30 minutes. Yeah.
Yeah.